Let's get fucking like a monkey, baby.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Woo!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
It doesn't matter what your names are.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
God created the heaven. He created the earth. He created
the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Now, we got plenty to get to today as we come to you live from the corner of 6th and Market, beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio. 72 degrees in the Hall of Fame City. Now, Kenny, I want you to just sit there, sit tight for a second, because as you normally handle our show close, I'm going to handle today's open, because today we're going to start the program off with a shout out to the governor of bananas at Giant Eagle. This dude's been slinging bananas ever since Moby Dick was a minnow. Canton's own Tim Horner, as we celebrate National Banana Day. We all know about the benefits of bananas, potassium, help with digestion. But did you know that bananas can actually help with a hangover? Well, no wonder he's been working in the banana department for all those years. Tim Horner today, Kenny.
National Bananas Day, huh?
Yep. I brought one. Delicious.
I eat one every morning, and I share it with my dog, Frankie, right? And we have a banana each and every day. So, yes, I didn't realize it was National Banana Day, but I knew there were many benefits.
Benefits of bananas, they improve digestion, they help the heart health. Bananas are full of potassium, minerals, and electrolytes. They build lean muscle thanks in part to being rich in vitamin B6. Who knew? Bananas help with bone health. Since they're full of calcium, they fight bloat, creating bacteria in your stomach. They help keep your kidneys clean, and bananas can help with hangovers. Tim Horner Day.
Tim Horner Day. Some might think we're bananas for starting the show off talking about bananas. But
he's the governor of bananas.
He is. See, nobody does a better job with bananas than Tim Horner.
Says the trick is to eat bananas that aren't quite ripe to get the full amount of all the benefits.
Yeah, I don't like my banana. My bananas have to be a combination of that green-yellow mixture, right?
That's the right time, yeah.
Yeah, if they get where you see the brown patches and they get all mushy and that, I cannot eat them, will not eat
them. Turn to sugar. Don't like them either.
Yep. Mm-mm. That's when Brian likes them. He likes them when they're rotten and sweet.
That's when they go right into a shake. When they start to get rotten like that, I call them rotten. Yeah.
Me too. That's what I refer to them as. Rotten bananas.
Can you imagine slinging bananas your whole life?
Man. Yeah, but you know what? Like you said, he's a healthy dude. He knows what he's been involved with for all these years. So maybe he's laughing at us on National Banana Day.
I hope so.
National Bananas.
National Banana Day.
Yeah. All right. There you go. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Well, I figured I'd bring that up because that's good news. Because the bad news is we have a loser in our Giannino's Pizzeria proper parlay bet of the week. The loser is Wiley of Canton, and we picked Golden State to beat Sacramento. Man,
No.
What?
He picked Golden State.
You're right.
He picked Golden State, not us. So once again, the Roadrunner beats Wiley.
Yeah, that's right. nice pick, Wiley.
Hands of it. Yeah,
that's right,
dude. I thought for sure the Lakers and Warriors were going to win last night, and I caught the Lakers game and watched LeBron have another outstanding game. He's playing like he's 29, not 39. And Klay Thompson, you know what? Maybe this is petty of me. Okay,
what?
Just maybe it is petty of me. All right.
Uh-huh.
And I'll admit, I had Golden State on one of my parlays, so I lost money. But I didn't mind losing money yesterday when I saw Klay Thompson go 0-for-10 from the field, and he was just sulking and pouting because they not only lost, JT, they got blown out by the Sacramento Kings to end their season and maybe end the Golden State portion of Klay Thompson's career.
Could you imagine how long that team stayed together? I mean, with their big three or whatever you want to call it, with Klay and Steph and probably Draymond Green too. I mean, and that team still pretty much is a playoff team. I mean, if that team was in the East, they'd be a playoff contender.
Yeah, they'd be like a 6 or 5 seed. I'm sorry, I got to get my playoff seedings right. But you know what? I was bummed that I wasn't going to be able to, hit on my parlay, But I wasn't too bummed because I just remember him running his mouth, yapping like crazy whenever they won and calling out LeBron and everything like that. But whenever somebody would, you know, yap back at him when he had an 0-for-10 night like he did last night, he'd always go, yeah, but I still have four rings. Yeah. Well, what have you done for me lately, Clay? Not much, and you may not even be back with the Warriors.
You're 34 years old. I'd still take a shot at a Clay Thompson if he wanted to wear the wine and gold. I mean, the dude's 34 years old. He's had a list of injuries. I mean, how many seasons did he miss entirely? Because didn't he have an ACL and then an Achilles?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, I think his better years are behind
probably.
Him. I would pass on him. I wouldn't want Klay Thompson. I wanted him when he came out in the draft. I don't want him at this point in his career.
Well, 34 years old. He's had a great career.
He has. He's got four rings. Mm-hmm. You can't argue that, right? He has four rings, but, you know, hey, whenever you flap your gums, whenever you talk trash, whenever you throw it out there, you better be able to take it when it doesn't go your way.
Right.
And he was pouting last night, and I loved every minute of every shot he missed.
If any team ever had a right to be cocky, it was the Golden State Warriors. I mean, every year they were in the finals. They won four of them. They probably might have won more. We might have won more. Who knows? You know, due to the injury bug, if Kyrie doesn't go down, if Kevin Love doesn't get his shoulder pulled out of socket, maybe we win that one. And it might have looked differently. And remember this, too, because in order to win that one, they had to go out and get Kevin Durant. They don't get Kevin Durant, maybe we win multiple. And you're looking at this team saying, okay, maybe we don't feel so bad about the Cavaliers. Even though we're in the playoffs, you'd look at it and say, had you won another one, maybe LeBron stays, maybe Kyrie wants to stay, and maybe this whole team looks different.
Think about this. We could possibly give credit to the Golden State Warriors dynasty to one player and one player only. You ready for this?
Who?
Kelly Olynyk.
Pulled out
if
Kevin Love.
Kelly Olynyk does not yank out the shoulder of, Kevin Love, and force him to miss the rest of the playoffs, the Cavaliers potentially win in 15 and 16, right? And maybe this dynasty of a four-year or four titles doesn't evolve like it did for the Warriors because that allowed them to win in 15. Yes, they lose in 16, but go out and get Kevin Durant to win two more after that. Then they let Durant go, and they still find a way to win one more championship. So maybe they still win a title, but I don't know if they win four.
You don't know what happened, though, because the year that Kyrie blew his knee out, what year was that? Was that the second year?
I lost
that,
track.
That was as big, if not bigger, than Kevin Love going down, in my opinion, because Kyrie, when you talk about these big threes, usually the third leg doesn't do as much. They're more or less behind the scenes. And we look at when they did win it in 2016, one of the big plays was Kevin Love defensively. And you want these big three, in my mind, to score and lead the way. Now, it was a great defensive play, but there were a lot of plays that led to that championship. Obviously, the block, the shot that Kyrie made. If you don't have J.R. Smith in that third quarter, you're talking about not even winning that thing to begin with. And then Kevin Love's lockdown defense on Steph Curry at the end of the game, that solidified the whole thing. But there's a list of things you can look at, and I don't know, especially being the wild card here, being Kyrie, had he wanted to stay regardless, who knows?
Yeah, Kyrie, I mean, between the years, you just don't know what you would have got. Whether he was healthy or if he's not, if they won that first one and won the second one, two in a row.
Right.
Is he still upset because it's not his team and he wanted to be the focal point of the team? But yeah, you're right. I mean, he was an enigma when he was here as far as what he was thinking. Whether he was individualizing it and all about him or he was worried about winning championships.
We've got a lot of Cavaliers talk to get to. First game has been scheduled now for 1:00 on Saturday. But the one thing we definitely know about is the hottest team in Major League Baseball is your Cleveland Guardians. What a game last night. Take that, Boston.
How you like them apples?
Chowder heads.
I know, man. Bostonian, where you at?
Yeah,
normally you call whenever the Indians or Guardians play your Red Sox. I haven't heard from you the last 2 days since you got pounded by Cleveland.
You realize this? Guardians have now won 3 straight over the Yankees and Red Sox. Pinch me.
That 5-2 against Twins, Red Sox, and Yankees so far this season. That's impressive. And JT, I did not realize this till I woke up this morning, checked the standings, best record in all of Major League Baseball with a winning percentage of 7.06, 12-5, your Cleveland Guardians.
How about this? Guardians 9-2 on the road. Haven't done that since 1948.
That's the year they won the World Series.
Tim Horner was a freshman at McKinley, or maybe Lehman. I don't even know.
He wasn't slinging bananas back then. He was just peeling them and eating them.
They were in the little Gerbers. They were like mush back then.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And how about this? You brought this point up yesterday, so I wanted to follow up today and see where they're at. 18 home runs now has them 13th. Mm-hmm. They're in the top half of Major League Baseball in home runs so far, with 18 homers tied for 13th with the Atlanta Braves.
I know it's early in the season, but they're giving a lot of credit to the batting coach, Chris Vilenka, and they're saying they're just going at these at-bats with a much more relaxed confidence, and that's what confidence does. I mean, when you start hitting the ball, I mean, Arias has been on fire right now, and the fact that this new manager, Stephen Vogt, seems to get more guys interested and more guys playing on a nightly basis, it's a little easier in my mind to be ready when your number is called.
Yeah, so they're doing it the right way with what the team philosophy is, right? They know they're going to hit more home runs than last year, but they're not going to lead the league in home runs, so they still have to speed up the game. And what I mean by that, hit and run, first to third, second to home, small ball at times, driving the ball in the gap, taking the extra base, trying to take a double and turn it into a triple like Arias did. So this team right now, and nobody questioned them more than me because they didn't do diddly squat in the offseason other than sign the backup catcher who can't hit 200. But right now, best record in baseball. Give credit where credit is due.
It's nice and it's fun to watch. And what it shows you is a team can be coached because – They're manipulating hit and runs. They're not making errors on the field. They know where to go with the ball every time the ball's hit somewhere. Even in a stadium, which is as crazy as that Fenway Park. I mean, a ball hits Fenway Park, and it's like a pinball machine. There was a ball that went down the left field line yesterday, went into a doorway. A doorway!
Really?
And it popped back and forth a couple of times. Somebody had to pick it up, and it was a fair ball. Why in the world would there be a doorway in left field? Not on the wall. On the side.
Yeah, that's to go in behind the scoreboard.
Oh, yeah, because they don't have an electronic scoreboard, and they got to do it by hand. Yeah. Get with the times. Fenway Park.
That's the mystique. That's the ambiance.
Somebody hits a ball off the monster, and it sounds like you're like, you remember the metal bleachers we had at Munson Stadium? It is metal, and you hit the metal like clank. You can hear it clanking around.
Yeah.
You hit the home run. This is a major league facility. Bang.
Yeah, you can hear it if there's not a loud crowd there.
Oh.
And you doink one off that. What is it? 39 foot? Is that what it is? 39 foot wall.
Ours is 19, I believe.
Did your guy Classe blow another save yesterday?
Yeah, he did. He blew the save, but he got the win.
I know. How
Steven.
About that?
There he goes.
So he's blown two saves already.
Isn't really a blown save when you're in extra innings? They start off with a guy on second base.
No, wait. I thought he came in the ninth. Was I mistaken on that? I thought he had a chance.
Oh, no. He did. You're right.
Yeah.
He came up. They were up by one, and he did give up the run.
To send it to extra innings. So that's twice now that he's done that. But, you know, the more opportunities you get, the more you're going to blow, however you want to look at it, as long as he saves 80% of the times he's out there, that's a good number.
Problem with Classe is he throws so violently that he cannot field his position. A lot of times it's a slow roller to the mound. He can't get off the mound, field it cleanly, or, you know, some guys get infield hits. I would imagine, and I don't have the numbers here, you have to look and see which closers, bullpen guys have the most infield hits against them. I would have to imagine that he's up there.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, he does throw that slider that breaks down and in when the ball is moving, and so that's usually hit into the ground, which means maybe deep in the hole.
Yeah. So it was in the 10th. So it was with a runner at second.
But they were up at the time, right? So it was a blown save.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's
correct.
What it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? That – Do you like that? I mean, how many years now have we done that?
You said that the game's been sped up, but last night's game wasn't because it still went 11 innings. I like the fact that it really, it takes on a whole nother game. I mean, it's a totally different ball game when you start with a guy at second base. I mean, we've seen it for years and years and years. Guardians or the Indians start off with a leadoff triple and they strand a guy at third. Well, they can still strand a guy at second base, but it takes on a totally different, it's a totally different game at that point.
Yeah, Clase, first batter, grounded out, the runner advanced to third.
That's it, okay.
And then a sac fly. Okay. He got two outs. He's supposed to get outs. He got two outs, but was charged with a run.
Well, you didn't give up a hit.
It doesn't affect his ERA, though, right? No, they don't get that charge to their ERA. But, yeah, it matters.
Does it go as a blown save when he gets the win?
Yes.
Blown save, but he gets the W.
Okay.
so you gave up the run, but you get the win.
Record.
So there you go.
He was the pitcher of record.
Yeah. So, but, hey, I didn't think they'd be leading Major League Baseball as far as, a winning percentage at this point in the season, irregardless of who they were.
Still the youngest team in baseball. They blow a 5-1 lead, come back, tie it, and then again win it in the 11th. That was a great game to watch.
10-7 was the final. Clase 1-0. His earned run average still 1.13, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, even though he's blown two saves, the Ernie is almost under one, which is good. Our guy, how about this? Scoots Magoots gets the save.
That a boy.
Scotty Barlow comes in the bottom of the 11th and gets the save. So good for him. That's your new favorite player on the team.
So guess who you get today?
Who?
Ben Lively is your pitcher tonight.
Blake Lively is pitching?
Blake or Ben Lively?
Oh,
I say his name is?
No, I'm sorry. Blake Lively is married to Ryan Reynolds. My bad. Okay, so what's his name? Ben Lively?
Ben Lively.
Yeah, I have no idea who this dude is.
I do because I had to look it up. And I had seen when they had signed a guy back in December, and he'd been with the Royals, the Phillies. I believe he pitched in Korea, went to the Cincinnati Reds maybe once or twice. Now all of a sudden the Guardians have him. So my question's got to be this. And what? You see this all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the stories about Bauer today?
Yeah, I've been following that for a while. You know I'm I was a fan of Trevor Bauer's. Mm-hmm. He was always good to me when we were in spring training, sat down, we did one-on-ones, no time limit, whatever it was. He ran into off-the-field issues with the sexual misconduct that was the allegations against him. Share with everybody what the latest is on that.
Well, apparently, and I had this thing written down and I deleted it, but apparently one of the cases that's going up against him in the sexual, I don't know if it's an assault case or whatever, is going to go back to court. He's going to be proven that he was not guilty.
Well, here's the latest one that I saw, JT. Woman who accused Trevor Bauer of sexual assault, indicted for fraud in Arizona. So she is now on trial because she tried to extort money from Trevor Bauer. So he's been cleared of the sexual assault judgment against him, and now it's being flipped around where she's on trial for fraud in the state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. How about that?
So the weird thing has got to be this, and I don't know if this is the Guardians' way, but if he's out there and he's not signed to a major league deal and you've got a couple of openings because we have to start Ben Lively and Xavier Curry because of the fact that you lost Shane Bieber already in the first week of the season, would they consider maybe bringing a guy like that back? Was that too much baggage?
Yeah, there's a lot of baggage that comes with it, but you would think somebody is going to take. I mean, Aroldis, I don't want to name names. I'll just state it this way. There have been multiple pitchers that have been charged with, domestic abuse, and they end up pitching for somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
They give them a second chance. He's been cleared. From my understanding is, maybe I'm wrong, but everything that I've read, my understanding is he's been cleared of all charges.
Okay.
And now it's going to court the other way where the woman and her name, let's give her name here, because they gave his name when he was charged, Darcy Adana Isomonu, knowingly did obtain a benefit from Trevor Anthony Bauer by means of fraudulent pretenses, representation, promises, or material omissions. Knowingly did obtain or sought to obtain property or services by means of a threat to in the future expose a secret or an asserted fact in a social media message or in any other matter. So she tried to blackmail him, basically.
Well, it sounds like he paid her something for whatever. Okay, that's fine. The thing is this. Regardless of what the outcome was, and if he's not guilty of any crimes, is that the Guardian way to go get somebody that's got, let's just call it a checkered past, okay?
Right.
I don't know that they would do that. I mean, you definitely need a starter. You would have, don't you imagine they need another starter? If they're going to be one of the better teams, and this isn't a fluke, don't you at least have to consider the fact that you may want to sign Trevor Bauer? But would the Guardians can even consider it?
They know him, right? They've had him.
Think.
And he wasn't the easiest guy, allegedly, to deal with then. But he did go on to win a Cy Young, right, with the Cincinnati Reds. That shortened year, didn't he win it and Bieber won it? I think they both won it that year, or were they a year apart?
I
forget what it was. But he ends up pitching over in Japan. Now the question is he still good enough, though, to pitch in the big leagues?
I think he is. I mean, everything that you see whenever you see highlights. But then again, who's he going up against? You'd have to imagine that he's probably still pretty good. Now, remember, Major League Baseball, I think, imposed some type of a suspension on him. I don't know how long it was. I don't know if it's still in effect, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, here's in a statement provided to ESPN by Trevor Bauer's lawyers, Bauer said Isamonu demanded $3.6 million from him and claimed I forced her to have an abortion, and when I refused to pay her the $3.6 million she was asking for, she made up a bogus sexual assault claim and filed a civil suit against me. So if you can get past all of that, and he still can get people out, somebody's going to give him a chance.
And I think they went on to find out that she wasn't even pregnant. So, I mean, this story takes a bunch of different twists and turns, but the thing is, you have to remember, the Indians aren't like the Browns. And they don't go after these guys with checkered pasts. You know, when Mickey Callaway left and things came out and then he got fired by the Mets, I don't think the Indians were looking to rehire a Mickey Callaway. I don't even know if he's still in baseball.
Yeah, I don't know either. There was,
you know?
There's the baggage. So maybe that tells you that this probably won't happen, right? Okay. Maybe, you know, this is something that they just don't want to deal with. Things are going too well right now. But, yeah, they're going well now, but your point is a valid one. They do need another starting pitcher, right? I mean, they're not going to play 700 baseball over, you know, an extended period of time. So do you wait it out and see if anybody signs him? If not, I don't know. That's a touchy situation. We'll see. If Trevor Bauer ends up on a major league roster at some point this year. I'm trying to type in to see if anybody even offered him. Trevor Bauer suspension over. Let's see what it says here. Pitcher Trevor Bauer's suspension for sexual abuse is ended by an MLB arbitrator. So that's over. So if somebody wanted to sign him, they could sign him. To this point, nobody has, and he was suspended for 194 games, still the longest suspension under the domestic violence and sexual assault policy in MLB.
And he served that suspension.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay.
194 games.
Well, that was my question, though, is didn't they eventually cut ties with him? I don't know what the suspension – was that just the rest – was that a couple of seasons? I don't know.
It was two seasons. Yeah, it was over two seasons. Yeah,
was it longer, and they just cut ties and cut him?
The Dodgers just said, you know what, we don't want to have anything to do with this, and therefore he was suspended. I believe once you're suspended, they don't have to pay, your salary while you're suspended. So I don't know all the ins and outs of what financially what transpired there, but he's out there. He's a free agent, and we'll see if not just the Guardians, if anybody decides to pick him up, because JT. There are guys dropping left and right throughout Major League Baseball as far as pitchers go. So he's going to be one to keep an eye on for sure. Hey, check this out. Coming up at the top of the hour, looking forward to this. The mayor of Warrensville Heights, who also played for the Chicago Bulls and Ohio State. Brad Sellers, nice. Currently the analyst for Cavs basketball on the postgame show. We're going to have him preview the Cavs Magic series at 4 p.m.